Darwin, The Chagas Hypothesis. By Richard William Nelson. The Chagas Hypothesis is often cited as the cause of Charles Darwin's struggle with lifelong health problems. Just less than 2 weeks before publication of The Origin of Species, Darwin described his condition to his cousin Fox in a letter, stating, "I have had a series of calamities, first a sprained ankle, and then badly swollen whole leg and face, much rash and a frightful succession of boils 4 or 5 at once. I have felt quite ill and have little faith in this unique crisis, as the doctor calls it, doing me much good. I cannot now walk a step from bad boil on knee." Lifelong problems. Things that Darwin once found pleasurable as a young man turned on him. By 1865, at the age of 56, Darwin summed up his problems in writing to a new medical advisor by writing that for 25 years he had experienced extreme flatulence, preceded by ringing ears and visual black dots, and vomiting preceded by shivering and crying. In 1871, 1 year before the publication of the sixth and final edition of The Origin of Species, in a letter to his natural selection colleague, Alfred Wallace, Darwin confided, "At present I feel sick of everything, and if I could occupy time and forget my daily discomforts, or rather miseries, I would never publish another word." Time and health took a toll on Darwin's mind. "I have said that in one respect my mind has changed during the last 20 or 30 years. Up to the age of 30, or beyond it, poetry of many kinds, such as the works of Milton, Gray, Byron, Wordsworth, Coleridge, and Shelley, gave me great pleasure, and even as a schoolboy I took intense delight in Shakespeare, especially in historical plays. But now, after many years, I cannot endure to read a line of poetry. I have tried lately to read Shakespeare, and found it so intolerably dull that it nauseated me. I have also lost my taste for pictures or music." Chagas Hypothesis. What caused Darwin's lifelong health problems? To explain why Darwin experienced such poor health, scientists have pointed to the Chagas Hypothesis as supported by a one-night event east of the Andes near Mendoza in March 1835. Darwin wrote, "At night I experienced an attack, for it deserves no less a name, of the vinchuca, a species of Reduvius, the great black bug of the pampas. It is most disgusting to feel soft wingless insects, about an inch long, crawling over one's body." Darwin is thought to have been bitten by an insect called the great black bug of the pampas, carrying the infectious parasite Trypanosoma cruzi. For over a period of 40 years, Darwin suffered intermittently from various combinations of symptoms such as malaise, vertigo, dizziness, muscle spasms and tremors, vomiting, cramps and colics, bloating and nocturnal intestinal gas, headaches, alterations of vision, severe tiredness, nervous exhaustion, dyspnea, skin problems such as blisters all over the scalp and eczema, crying, anxiety, sensation of impending death and loss of consciousness, fainting, tachycardia, insomnia, tinnitus, and depression. Evidences against the Chagas Hypothesis, however, are numerous. Wikipedia includes the following. Darwin died at a relatively old age for his time, 73 years old. The symptoms abated as he aged, which is not typical for the disease, where age exacerbates the symptoms. He did not seem to have several of the pathological damages present at chronic Chagas disease, such as megacolon and megaesophagus. Some of the symptoms, such as tachycardia, fatigue, and tremors, were already present before the Beagle Voyage. The numerous partial exacerbations and remissions are unusual in Chagas disease. The incidence of trypanosome-infested benchucas in Mendoza, Argentina, which has a colder climate, where Darwin reported the bite, is very low. No other members of Beagle's crew who accompanied Darwin in his land trip showed signs of a similar disease. Attempts to test Darwin's remains at the Westminster Abbey using modern PCR techniques, however, have been refused by the Abbey's curator. The real cause of Darwin's health problems still remains speculative. The attempt was the subject of a recent documentary of Discovery Health Channel.